You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a UW-Madison professor will be writing a history of U.S. counterterrorism efforts for the Pentagon. We'll ask him how far back that history goes and how to write about a developing topic for a classified audience. Right now, the Kohler Company is best known for its plumbing fixtures, but golf is a major part of their business as well. The company owns four courses in the Kohler area, ranked among the nation's best. They're now working to build another high-end course on the lakeshore near Sheboygan. Proposed 2 years ago, the project has run into opposition from people concerned about its environmental impact, the use of land in a state park, and public access to the Lake Michigan shoreline. Today, the DNR is hosting an open house meeting in Sheboygan, and a rally is being held in opposition to the project. Chuck Kornbach, a WPR reporter based in Milwaukee, he's been following this story, and he joins us now from Sheboygan. Chuck, welcome back.
Thank you. It's a very sunny day here on the UW Sheboygan grounds.
And can you bring us up to speed on the details of this new Kohler Golf project?
Well, again, it would be just, for a while it was going to be just south of the city of Sheboygan in the town of Wilson in Sheboygan County. But earlier this month, the Sheboygan Common Council voted to annex several hundred acres and bring them into the city. So right now it's a city of Sheboygan project, I guess, although there's more debate on that. There might be a lawsuit filed by the town of Wilson, which previously had the property. This, we're talking about just south of the city of Sheboygan and now the city, just north of Kohler Andre State Park. In fact, one of the controversies in why the DNR is here is that the Kohler Company wants to use a few acres of the park to help be part of this golf course project.
Let's talk about that annexation issue first. Had the town of Wilson been opposed to the deal or calling for more requirements on it?
Right. Well, there's been quite an active citizen group in the town of Wilson, especially in other parts of Sheboygan County. For really the last two or three years, this debate has been going on. And yes, the town itself had several concerns or wanted to put too many conditions or too much study into the project. So earlier this year, Kohler came up with the idea and pushed for, let's just not make this the town anymore. Let's make it part of the city of Sheboygan. And the city has been friendlier towards annexing. And there were two or three meetings this summer, and there was some delay in the process. But earlier this month, the city went ahead for annexation again. At the Kohler pressure for it, some are calling it an end run around the town of Wilson.
You said the town of Wilson might be taking legal action. Any timeline on when they might do that?
Well, they are considering it. I would say seriously considering it. In fact, in the annexation vote, Kohler just said it would put up money to help the city of Sheboygan defend any lawsuit. There's been some controversy, some concern by town of Wilson residents, whether there was pressure on some folks in the town of Wilson to ask for annexation, or whether there were truly enough town residents pressuring for this, or whether it was all Kohler Company's activities behind this. So that might get explored in a lawsuit if one is filed.
We're talking to WPR reporter Chuck Kornbach about a controversial golf course proposal in Sheboygan. Let's talk about the pro and con here, Chuck. What are supporters and the Kohler Company saying in support of this golf course?
Well, as you said, Kohler has really branched into the hospitality and entertainment business as well as making toilets and thinks that there is a market for another golf course here. They already have Whistling Straits and Black Wolf Run and others in the Sheboygan area, but they think that on their largely on their property the company already owns, that it wants to turn into a golf course. And there's other people in Sheboygan County saying, you know, the economy's decent, but we think things could be even better. Looking ahead, we think we can get people from Milwaukee, Green Bay, Chicago to come and pay dozens of dollars, $100 or $200, to play at yet another golf course. And so that's the economic development argument. The opponents are saying, we've got some very nice sand dunes on this property. We've got wildlife. This is both deer and other walking wildlife, if you will, and migrating birds that come through here. This is a bad idea, and the town of Wilson people are saying, we've been neighbors of this nice area. Coley used to let us walk on it. Now you're going to have a lot of traffic. You're going to have wetlands disturbed or runoff potentially into the lake, drinking water concerns. And so those are some of the concerns that I think the town residents are bringing to the DNR this afternoon, especially in regards to the Kohler Andre State Park.
Right. Let's talk about Kohler Andre State Park. It borders the land where the course would be built, and some acres of the park itself would be part of the project. Is that right?
Right. The DNR and Kohler has been saying 5 acres for a maintenance building and a driveway sort of thing. But the opponents are saying, well, listen, we've mapped things out. We think it's going to be more like 20 or 25 acres. And significantly, a former Kohler Andre superintendent, Jim Buchholz, has been quite outspoken of late against this project. He says he's walked the land and said this is valuable land that the Kohler Company wants of the state park. And, of course, it would be rather rare in the state of Wisconsin for part of a state park to be sold off or at least used by a private concern. So this is not just an issue here in Sheboygan County, but it's potentially one for state parks or around Wisconsin.
Let's talk about this DNR hearing today. Are they focused mostly on the Kohler Andre issue, or are they looking at wider environmental issues here?
Well, I think, and we should say that it is an open house, meaning the DNR, I was in the building already and has been setting up tables and have staff members on hand. They say they want to hear the citizens identify pertinent issues to be evaluated in the planning amendment process. A couple months ago, the DNR board authorized the process to begin of amending the master plan for the park, and so members of the public are invited to come in and have informal chats with the DNR about mainly the park, I think, but potentially also some other issues just outside the park in the town. And then the DNR is promising there would be a public hearing possibly in November where people could stand up and say, good idea, bad idea, and have dozens or hundreds of people around them listening to this. So, and then there would be another session before the DNR board if the amendments to the state park plan went forward. There would be another opportunity, presumably early next year, for people to testify before the DNR board, probably in Madison.
This process has been going on for a couple of years now. Chuck, what is Kohler's timeline for wanting to have this thing up and running?
Well, I think that keeps getting adjusted somewhat. I think they just are anxious for this to go ahead. Certainly it seems like the CEO of Kohler, Herb Kohler, is very, very determined to see this through. I think the company is willing to wait a bit, but they've also been encouraging the Walker administration to move things along, and the exact when people might be teeing off at this course, if it's built, I think might be 2-3 more years, but they're hoping, Kohler is, to have the regulation process wrapped up by next year. And of course, it's not just the state and DNR. There's going to be some issues for the Army Corps of Engineers, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and perhaps other federal agencies. So it's still got a ways to go, but this is a sort of a significant point to talk about this.
Chuck, thanks a lot for taking the time today.
Thank you.
That's Chuck Krumbach, WPR reporter. He joined us from Sheboygan, where the Kohler Company is proposing a new high-end golf course on near the Lake Michigan shoreline. Coming up, a UW-Madison professor has been tapped to write a history of counterterrorism efforts for the Pentagon. Stay with us here on Central Time.